From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Steve Norman reporting. South Korea says it's carefully watching the developments between the United States and North Korea after 24 hours of uncertainty as President Trump first canceled, then mused about the reinstatement of a historic summit on June 12th in Singapore with North Korean leader Kim Jong-un. President Trump said there is need to be a solid agreement regarding the North's nuclear program, he says would benefit all parties.
All of the Korean people, North and South, deserve to be able to live together in harmony, prosperity, and peace. That bright and beautiful future can only happen when the threat of nuclear weapons is removed.
Mr. Trump has emphasized sanctions and the maximum pressure campaign will continue to be applied on North Korea while expressing hope Pyongyang's leadership would decide to join the community of nations. In an exclusive interview with VOA's Persian service, U.S. Secretary of State Mike Pompeo said Iran should stay out of Middle Eastern nations' affairs, such as Syria and Yemen.
These 12 things that I listed are all pretty straightforward. I'm not asking a lot from the Iranian leadership. Just behave like normal leaders. Don't loot your people. Don't waste your people's money on these adventures in Syria and in Yemen and in Lebanon and in Iraq.
U.S.-Iranian relations have been tense since President Trump withdrew the U.S. from the 2015 Iran nuclear agreement, which European allies advised against. U.S. efforts to combat terrorists based in Africa are running into problems such as the constantly shifting alliances and aims of the terrorist fighters themselves. Officials say a new type of terror operative is out there. This is VOA News. Canadian police are looking for the men thought responsible for an explosion of a bomb that injured 15 people at a restaurant in a Toronto suburb. Regional Police Chief Jennifer Evans.
Two men wearing hoodies were seen entering the restaurant with an IED, which is an improvised explosive device. The men were seen fleeing the scene immediately following the explosion.
Authorities said there was no indication it was a terrorist act, and officials also are saying three people are critically injured. The blast comes 1 month after a motorist mowed down pedestrians in Toronto, killing 10 people, injuring 14 others. The Netherlands and Australia have spoken out about what they refer to as Russian involvement in the downing of Malaysia Airlines flight MH17 4 years ago over eastern Ukraine, killing all 298 people aboard. Julie Bishop is Australia's foreign minister.
Australia and the Netherlands have now informed the Russian Federation that we hold it responsible under international law for its role in the bringing down of MH17.
International investigators had announced earlier the missile system that brought down the Amsterdam to Kuala Lumpur flight came from a Russian-based military unit. Russian President Vladimir Putin has dismissed the investigation as deeply flawed. Ireland appears to have moved away from its conservative Roman Catholic roots and embraced a more liberal viewpoint, as two major exit polls predict voters have repealed a constitutional ban on abortion. Diarmaid Farrator is an Irish historian at University College in Dublin. He tells VOA the debate over abortion is long-standing.
The amendment has caused endless debate and trouble because of the wording of the amendment giving equal right to the life of the mother and the unborn. That, in practice, has been very problematic. And we've been debating this issue now for a number of decades.
Observers say Ireland's referendum represented a battle for the soul of a traditionally conservative nation. That's where seen a wave of liberalization in recent years. Colombian President Juan Manuel Santos says his country will formally become NATO's first Latin American global partner beginning next week. Santos, the 2016 Nobel Peace Prize laureate who made peace with FARC rebels, said the move would improve Colombia's image on the world stage. Colombia and NATO reached a partnership deal in May of 2017 following the conclusion of the peace accord with FARC, now a political party. Get more news at our website. You can find us at voanews.com. I'm Steve Norman in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.